You also mentioned sorafenib. Could you describe a patient or a situation where you might think about that second line?
Well, I think that the AXIS trial showed that the two drugs, axitinib and sorafenib, have a different toxicity profile. There was a longer PFS associated with axitinib compared to sorafenib, but it wasn't dramatic in the patients who progressed on sunitinib, and the overall survival was the same. So I think that the point from the ODAC meeting of that trial was that, both of these drugs have activity in this disease. They both ultimately resulted in a similar survival, and so they both kind of remain treatment options with distinct toxicities.
So again, what kind of patient might you use sorafenib in?
I think a patient who hypertension is a particular problem with, or diarrhea is a particular problem with, those two toxicities seem to be more pronounced with axitinib. And I think, again, it gets to the point of individualized therapy to the patient.
So, Dr. Hudson, in terms of your own clinical practice, how do you approach this question?
I think, I agree with my colleague's approach. I think this is the million-dollar question always is, what do you follow up in second line with? And so I think we kind of have mixed, we have our clinical experience, we have a sparsity of randomized trial data to guide us into choosing VEGF sequence versus mTOR. And so the data that exists in the frontline setting and the poor risk is with IV temsirolimus. So that's where I would be using that. I tend not to use it later on in lines of therapy. If I'm in the second, third, fourth, fifth line setting, I'd be using the everolimus product. There are rare situations where I would give the IV temsirolimus, but that would be in a patient that had not had an mTOR inhibitor. They attempted everolimus, but there was some reason they couldn't tolerate it. One obvious would be I've had patients that have had feeding tubes and can't be crushed or things like that. But so I think it gives you an alternative in that setting, but I think your default should be data-driven and you should consider them in the appropriate place.